Class is in session. Welcome into the draft seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined as always by my co-host, John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. And John has obliged me and agreed to break down Cade Johnson because he is my man out of South Dakota State. I'm a big fan of Cade Johnson. John, thanks for coming along for the ride.
Oh, absolutely, my friend. I will say this. We first started talking about him when we did our Senior Bowl preview episode, and it's still very hard to get a lot of film on Cade Johnson. If you don't know, everyone, he's from South Dakota State, which is an FCS school, and he didn't even play football in 2020. But I have done a lot of research on this young man, and I did watch him at the Senior Bowl. So I feel pretty comfortable right now, despite the lack of film, how I feel about him as a prospect. In high school, he was All-State honors in football and basketball. And as a senior, Matt, he had 43 catches for 1,061 yards and 16 touchdowns. He came to South Dakota State and he redshirted as a freshman. But when he finally played, he set a single season record with 839 kickoff yards and two touchdowns for the Jackrabbits. And he ranked third on the team with 23 catches right away. So he did make an impact as soon as he got on the field for South Dakota State. In 2018, Matt, he just skyrocketed up. 67 receptions for 1,332 yards and a school record 17 touchdowns. He was All-American second team and All-Conference in the Missouri Valley Conference. Now, everyone, again, that's FCS level, not the FBS level. In 2019, he was named the team's Adam Timmerman Offensive MVP Award and AP All-America First Team. 72 catches for 1,222 yards and 8 touchdowns. Matt, I had read a little bit about him before the Senior Bowl, and you and I had done our preview show, and I paid attention at the Senior Bowl, and there are lots of clips and highlights at him. He illustrated an NFL caliber skill set. He had the ability to separate against better competition, and he showed very good technique and quickness. I do believe he'll get drafted, and there is a big difference between a third round and a sixth round. Let's see where the draft capital lands. But I think this young man can make an impact in the NFL. Matt, what's your film study say?
Yeah, absolutely, John. You make a good point. Whenever we're talking about some of these prospects that are playing at FCS schools or just, you know, maybe are just lesser known, it can be difficult to find tape on them. And you can't find an extreme amount of tape on Cade Johnson. But the good thing is, you know, I'm looking at the games that I've watched on him, North Dakota State, Northern Iowa. So these are some of the top schools in the FCS. So I can at least feel comfortable that he's playing against the best competition. And the Jacks are up there among the better teams in the FCS. So when you flip on the Cade Johnson tape, his speed is going to jump out to you right off the bat. He speeds up quick. Now, he's not as much of a burner as he is just a very quick player. He moves really well east to west, and so I think that's going to really help him succeed at the next level. He's very much an athlete. He's used on end-arounds. He's a fluid runner. He's quick. He's sharp footwork. South Dakota State lined him up all over. And, John, you alluded to this. South Dakota State also used him on special teams, and that is why I am 100% confident he's going to go early to mid day three, and he's going to make an NFL roster because he's going to play special teams at first, and that is helps you hang around the NFL to eventually make an impact later on down the road. I like his yards after catch ability, John. He could break defenders in open space. He's got a nice sidestep to his game, and at times you could see on his tape he does a little bit too much, but I like his aggressiveness in the open field. He's always trying to extend the play, and he's got really consistent hands. He wasn't challenged to make any really difficult catches on the tape that I watched, but if the ball was on target, he was bringing it in, and I think we saw his hands actually on better display, John, at the Senior Bowl because he made some really nice catches there in one-on-one type drills, which is really a popular way to rise up your NFL draft capital with NFL teams in those individual drills at the Senior Bowl. So there's definitely a lot to like about Cade Johnson. We you know, don't have the most tape on him, but our man Brandon, he's got some tape for us. So we could flip it on here, and we are going to be able to watch Cade Johnson here, and you're going to see right off the bat, it's the end around. By the way, Brandon Lejeune, Devy Deep Dive on YouTube and Twitter. So we're going to see right off the bat that end around, that athletic ability for Cade Johnson here in this next play.
I've seen this.
Yeah. So, you know, that's good ball tracking. That's good focus through contact. I think that's an underrated trait for wide receivers, and that is definitely on display at that play. And not the biggest guy, John, but you can see he's getting the red zone targets. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, he's got really good hands. You see him focus, and he plucks the ball right out of the air. And you're right about the red zone targets. He's their guy. Look at that. Nice catch on the move. Oh, another end around.
And yeah, and I mean, you're looking at this. I mean, he's just being used in a whole variety of ways. They line him up along the boundary. They have him go inside. And now here we're going to see a kick return. And we're going to see him look pretty impressive here. Again, you could tell he's not the fastest burner guy, but he's quick and he's smooth when he's running the ball.
And he does have the vision of a returner. I mean, that's not something people talk enough about. You can have speed, but if you don't have good vision on the returns, Matt, you're not going to bring them all the way to the house. And I think that film just showed us he has a role in the NFL.
I absolutely agree, John. John, what does his production profile look like for you?
You know, you look at the numbers and you have to put it into context. He's playing at the FCS level. But you know what? He performed as well as he could against the competition that he played with. 162 receptions. Checks a nice box. 2,872 yards. Matt, that's a lot of yards because he's averaging 17.7 yards per reception. I do not think that's going to could be replicated at the NFL level. You talked about the little bit of lack of elite speed, and we got a 40 time on him. He's 4.51 in the 40. So he's good. He's just not great, but he should be able to get open, especially if he's in the four receiver set and he has an advantageous matchup. I think he could get open. 28 career touchdowns. And Matt, he returned 56 kicks, two of them for touchdowns, and he had 1,496 yards. There's going to be NFL teams that want him specifically to come onto their team and play special teams from day one. He's 5'10", 180. He's not as big as you would hope, but he's not one of these tiny. We have a lot of smaller receivers in this class. He's not one of the smaller ones. Dynamic kick returner, and we saw the very good hand-eye coordination, and he just plucks the ball out of the air. I'm hoping he gets picked in the fourth or fifth round, Matt. Then he could really most likely make a roster this year.
All right, there you have it. Cade Johnson out of South Dakota State. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Draft Seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to give it a like. If you're watching, make sure you're subscribed. If you're listening, and as always,